Trumpeter Red Nichols became very popular in the late 20s when he hired up-and-coming talent into his band like Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Pee Wee Russell, and Joe Venuti. Recording under various names, his band was most famously known as Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, and they sold lots of records. Though his popularity faded in the 30s, Nichols never really left the music business, and the Dixieland revival of the 40s and 50s led to renewed success and steady band residencies for Red on the West Coast, including long spells at Club Hangover in San Francisco. Red appeared in the film The Gene Krupa Story, and a 1959 movie, The Five Pennies, starring Danny Kaye, was loosely based on his career. He continued successfully performing and touring through the mid-1960s. In this set, besides Nichols' trumpet, we'll hear Bill Wood clarinet, King Jackson trombone, and Walter Sheets piano. Drummer Raleigh Culver spent 20 years with Red. Oddly, Raleigh Culver eventually died in Culver City, California. The fine bass saxophonist here, Joe Rushton, was a Chicago Dixielander who worked with Bud Freeman, Horace Hyde, and Louis Armstrong, among others, before spending 15 years with Red, and he also appeared in the Five Pennies movie. Host for this broadcast was Jimmy Lyons, and Red's theme song in those years was this Wail of the Winds.
Trumpet wailing to the four winds now brings you the music of Red Nichols and his famous Five Pennies from The Hangover, a regular Saturday evening concert from The Hangover on Bush Street just above Powell here in San Francisco, California. And it's a good sound to hear, too. After 11 years, we're charmed again by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. Back in San Francisco, the famed Hangover, Doc Doherty's delightful little watering spot, and we have a real St. Valentine's Day concert for you. A band with an awful lot of heart, and Red himself, Red Nichols and the Five Pennies, and the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Thank you.
Yeah, a rousing treatment of a national flag waver by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, live from Club Hangover in San Francisco, 1953. Our last Club Hangover rarity this hour is Lee Collins. Collins was a trumpeter born and raised in the earliest days of jazz in New Orleans. By his teens, he was performing with Pops Foster, Papa Celestine, and several legendary bands of the Golden Era in New Orleans. By the 20s, Lee Collins was in Chicago working alongside King Oliver, Jelly Roll Morton, and touring widely. And in the 30s, was in New York with bandleader Louis Russell, trumpeter Red Allen, and accompanying blues singers on record. Influenced by Louis Armstrong, Red Allen, and early New Orleans jazz, Lee Collins was an exciting, lyrical trumpeter with a broad tone. Rare tapes of his Club Hangover broadcasts have been issued on small labels from time to time. And on this St. James Infirmary, Lee Collins' band features New Orleans native Pud Brown on reeds, bassist Dale Deacon Jones, who was a good friend of Jack Teagarden and had also worked with Satchmo, drummer Smokey Stover, and pianist Ralph Sutton. Thank you. Lee Collins and Band at Club Hangover. And these live Saturday night broadcasts, heard widely across California and the Northwest, made Club Hangover very popular and a strong night spot draw in San Francisco during the 1950s. My special thanks to Ken Ackerman and the late Bob Gerner for making available the Club Hangover broadcasts. Digital transfers of the tapes made by yours truly are now preserved in the archive of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, requests for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's jazzhot, one word, .bigstep, also one word, .com. More Club Hangover rarities next time from Muggsy Spanier, Earl Father Hines, and tailgate trombonist Kid Ory. Finally, Lee Collins and Band play Chinatown, My Chinatown. And at Club Hangover on Bush Street above Powell, they weren't far from San Francisco's famed Chinatown district. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.